Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the first day of a new month. This is day 4 in this 7-day series titled Christ, the Most Excellent Standard. And again, I just want to give credit where credit is due. This is a booklet that was transcribed from a message that Brother Denny Keniston preached back in 2003. And this booklet is available if you'd like us to send it to you. And there's other booklets that are available, and that's through Fountain of Life Ministries. And you can write to Fountain of Life, or FOL, Fountain of Life, FOL, 297 Black Creek Road, East Earl, PA, 17519. Or you can call me on my cell phone and give me your name and address, and I can send you whatever booklets you want. The phone number is 717-333-1786. Or you can leave a message by pressing 099 on your phone when I'm finished today, and it goes back to the main message. So that's for booklets. Or if you want to call and have some questions, maybe have some comments or whatever, you can call me on my phone number that I gave you there. I'd be glad to talk to you. I do work a job, so sometimes I can't just talk, but I can certainly call you back. All right, some of the other booklets that we have available are Hope for Hurting Women. Say that again, Hope for Hurting Women. Another one that we have is Be Ye Reconciled to God. We have the a 5-booklet series. It's called The Anabaptist Vision, and those were also messages that were preached by Brother Denny Keniston back in, several years ago, and that's a very good series. Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings is another booklet. We have one that's called Salvation Crystal Clear, and one that is called Tribulation Worketh, and another one that's Hell Not Me, I'm whatever denomination or religion you are. Okay, so today, the Bible text for what we're going to be looking at today is found in Philippians chapter 3, and this is a great chapter. I recommend you to read it. I recommend you to memorize it. We memorized it as a family. It's been such a blessing. And this is Philippians chapter 3. We're going to look, we're going to be reading out of the booklet that in the verse that he's talking about is verse 10 here, that I may know him. And he says here, this is reading from the booklet, a most excellent relationship. Paul says these words, I count all things but loss that I may know him. If anybody knew him, Paul knew him. Yet here he is 20 years into his Christian life saying, I count everything else but loss that I might have this most excellent relationship. I want to know him. There's something of a paradox in this matter of knowing God. It seems the more you get to know him, the more you want to know him. There's a satisfaction in getting to know him, but there is also a holy dissatisfaction. It is a sanctified dissatisfaction that says, I want more. I want to know him more. Just like the prophet David in the Old Testament who said these words and many others like them, as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That was Paul's heart. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you more. Is that our testimony? Is that the cry of our heart? I want to know him. I want to know God intimately. I want to know God deeply. I want to know him more than I already know him. When you come to grips with Christ, the most excellent standard, it leaves every one of us flat on our face. We all need to be there. That's the secret of the Christian life. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. Blessed are the pure in heart. that puts us all right where we need to be. A most excellent relationship is what Paul desired. Everything else fell into the background. And so I answer my own plea. Lord, what does it mean for a 30-year-old Christian to forsake all and follow Jesus? It means that anything that stands in the way of this kind of reality in my life has to go. Not only do new believers have to forsake everything or lose everything, including their reputation and whatever else, and it's not just them, it's me also. So that's the reading there for today. You know, we can know a lot of things about God. We can know a lot of things about the Bible. We can know a lot of rules and regulations. We can know a lot of things. And we can memorize the scriptures even. But what Brother Denny is sharing with us today is the most vital thing, that we would know Christ and that we would have a hunger and a heart and a desire to know Christ in a deeper way, a deeper level. And it's the verse that he quoted there out of Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the poor in spirit. He says, part of that is, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And there's something about hungering and thirsting. If we hunger, if we are hungry in our stomachs because we haven't eaten for a long time, or haven't eaten and our stomachs are growling and we're hungry and we're thirsty, we can eat food and we can drink water and we can get satisfied. And it's, you know, that's the natural way that God made us, that, you know, you eat food, then you get satisfied until you get hungry again. But, you know, it's completely different in the spiritual realm. If you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you're hungering and thirsting after a relationship with Jesus Christ, the more you hunger and thirst, the more you press in and get to know Christ, and you press in and get press in for more righteousness, and you pray and you fast and you seek after God, you don't just get satisfied and it all goes away. It actually increases. The more you do it, the more you want, the more you are hungry, the more you are thirsty. And that's my plea for myself, or my desire for myself, and I hope it's yours also, because really that's as simple as it gets. It's just a relationship with Jesus Christ, being close to Him, and yeah, it's very simple. People make the Christian life so complicated, but it's really basic. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that's that relationship. And love your neighbor as yourself. It's that simple. It's doing good to others and loving God with all your heart. And that if you love God with all your heart, then it's a natural outflow to love others. And it's really that simple. God is so good. And so that's the daily inspiration for today. God bless you. Thank you for calling. And do leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. If there's any way that we can encourage you, help you, just any questions you have or whatever, we'd love to hear from you. Even if it's just I was happy to listen today or whatever, you can do that by pressing 099 when it changes to the main message, the main menu here in just a couple seconds. So God bless you. Thank you for calling.